DNR mammal ecologist Adrian Weidevin says volunteer tracking is important for their numbers to grow in Wisconsin.
One of the hopes we have with this program is that we get people from local communities involved in the tracking program, so they aren't just people from downstate, from Madison or whatever, that are coming up and doing surveys. These are people who are living in the local communities. By having people within the local communities involved in the surveys, we hope that that helps improve general acceptance and understanding of wolves within those communities.
Weidevin expects the survey to show a population of around 540 wolves in the state, with higher numbers in the north. Nancy Warren of Ewan, Michigan, volunteers to track wolves in Ashland County. She covers nearly 70 miles and has tracked more than 15 wolves since 1995. Warren says tracking is hard work. She looks for tracks, scat, urine, tree scratchings, and carcasses.
First time I found a wolf track, I was so excited about it. I picked it up in a shovel in the snow and brought it home in my freezer to show everybody who would come by, going, here's a wolf track. This is what it looks like. They're really large. When you see them, you just go, wow. At least I do.
The first of a series of tracking training sessions will be held at the Sigurd Olsen Environmental Institute at Northland College in Ashland this Saturday. In Superior, Tegan Wendland, Wisconsin Public Radio.